Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. On a beautiful spring day, the forest is alive with the sound of birds. A small brown sparrow flits through the trees and darts into a bush. It's a chipping sparrow, and inside the shelter of this shrub is a bundle of grass and thread-like rootlets woven into a little cup-shaped nest. At the bottom, four speckled bluish-green eggs are laid on a bed of hair. Most sparrows will line their nests with hair, fur, or feathers, depending on what's available. The chipping sparrow is particularly fond of hair, and in some parts of the country it's called the hair bird. Horsehair is a favorite in horse country, and where it's abundant, these birds will build their nests with the long hairs from the manes and tails, and then line them with the shorter hair and underfur. Sparrows in Alaska will line their nests with dog hair, or hair from deer, moose, or caribou, whatever they can find. In the north, tree sparrows, a common sparrow in Alaska, will use lemming fur. Porcupine fur, but not quills, can also be found lining the nests of Alaska sparrows. When no hair can be found, sparrows will line their nest with fine rootlets and soft grass, then supply some of their own feathers to make a soft bed for their eggs and their hatchlings. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.